Ukrainian, European, and American representatives continue talks on ending Russia's war on Ukraine. Europe and Ukraine are trying to counter U.S. proposals that demand sweeping concessions from Ukraine, including giving up territory and holding elections during wartime. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Kyiv.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will consider any peace proposals brokered by President Trump. So during the latest round of talks, Zelensky has been trying to address issues from several Trump teams, according to Oleksandr Kraev.
In this instance, we do see the volatility and chaotic nature of Trump administration. The negotiating teams have very different approaches.
Kraev is the North America director of the Ukrainian PRISM Foreign Policy Council in Kyiv.
Because of this ever-changing nature of American diplomacy, Zelensky and his team is basically 24/7 working together with the Americans to make something work. And with Trump, well, you know, sometimes you've got to play alone with Trump.
That's one reason why Zelensky says he is exploring ways to hold elections during wartime within the next 90 days. If this is something our key partner in Washington wants, Zelensky says, we have to look into it. Trump said in a recent interview that Zelensky's government is using the war to avoid elections. Ivana Klimpush-Tsintsada, an opposition lawmaker in Ukraine's parliament, says these words echo those of the Kremlin.
This conversation is happening because it's the Russian idea that has been put in the minds of the American administration. And right now, the American administration is pushing and pressuring Ukraine on this issue.
Ukraine's constitution actually forbids wartime elections, and public opinion polls show that most Ukrainians do not want them. Security is a major concern. Outside a market in central Kyiv, Yulia Hryp, who works in customer service, says she expects Russia to attack voting stations.
It's very possible that they attack, because they attack us every day. We have to gather many people in one place. It's dangerous.
Retired businessman Ihor Pasholuk wonders how more than 4 million Ukrainian refugees abroad are going to vote, or the nearly 1 million Ukrainians in the military. The soldiers will likely have to leave their posts to vote, he says, so there has to be some kind of security measures in place in their absence. Zelensky says no elections can be held unless the U.S. and Europe can protect voters with security measures. But Vadim Polahenki, a civil engineering student, says he does not trust Trump. He says Trump seems close to Russian President Vladimir Putin, despite claiming earlier this year that Putin was bad. Zelensky says the U.S. now wants Ukraine to withdraw its troops from the eastern Donbas region and create a free economic zone in the parts Ukraine currently controls. Kraev, the political analyst, says it may be similar to what Trump talked about doing in Gaza.
This Gaza paradise, or how it was called, of constructing a hotel and luxury resort. So basically it's the same idea, just to get Trump an illusion that something businesslike may be done there as soon as possible.
The business of peace, he says, is much more complicated. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.